Hi, it's Don Plugenger, executive editor of Search CRM.
And this is Jesse Scardina, news writer for Search CRM.
And this is the Pipeline Podcast, your latest episode. We're talking about the Insight Squared Ramp user conference that took place in Boston this week. And Jesse attended it down there on the beautiful waterfront in the...
The Westin Boston Harbor Waterfront Hotel. It's a long name.
Yeah.
It's in the seaport.
And the nice thing was, it was so hot, the flesh on your face actually boiled as you walked to the hotel.
So it's funny. This was our second annual RAMP conference. I went last year to the first one, which was at Fenway Park. Great, you know, location for an event. Thankfully, it wasn't there this year because it was about 95 degrees and humid both days. There was an event, you know, a post-party the second day out on the lawn, which I didn't even attend because it was outside and I didn't want to be outside at all yesterday.
Right.
So we stayed away from that. But, yeah, it was hot, but it was nicely air-conditioned in the Westin. The conference itself had at least twice the amount of people as last year. There's maybe 200 last year. There's around 500 or so this year. A lot of them customers, some potential customers, some partners, some non-customers. It was a good variety. Some sponsors and, you know, little booths with the fun swag of socks and spray things and all that fun stuff.
Well, what is Insight Squared? I mean, we talk about a lot of marketing automation tools on Search CRM and Search Salesforce. You know, you got the big marketing cloud, you know, where you keep your company's data. That's like the bedrock for all this stuff. And then there's 5,000 little marketing automation vendors, and some sort of are off to the side on their own island and they sort of peek into the system, and others like jump right in and are App Exchange, Salesforce data tools that are right there running in Salesforce. Where does Insight Squared fit into all this stuff?
I think more so towards the latter point. I believe they are primarily Salesforce-based. They might have some customers that do plug into Dynamics or other CRMs.
HubSpot or whatever.
Yeah, but they are definitely a vendor that customers use to supplement their CRM system. Their primary use is for dashboarding, reporting, figuring out where in your pipeline, where in your sales funnel things are going well, where in the marketing campaigns things are going well, and to capitalize on those and continue to use those, and to figure out where customers may get lost in the pipeline, or potential customers, and really kind of help with administrators, executive level managers, figure out where their teams are doing well and are falling behind.
So what were the conference sort of themes floating around? You talked about the audience there a little bit. It didn't sound like it was a heavy technical audience, but more of a marketing, executive, service, support, you know, people who are worried about customer experience management and not necessarily all the nerdy IT stuff to
right.
make it happen.
I'd say that's accurate. I mean, there was, it was, I'd say, mostly marketing professionals. The big news coming out of the conference was Insight Squared, which has had mainly sales dashboards and sales reporting, is now in the marketing analytics space. They released several tools that help with marketing campaign mapping and ROI on marketing campaigns, and really help companies figure out where they're doing well within marketing. And not only that, but also tie that back to their sales department. If you have these campaigns that are bringing in prospects, but then those prospects are getting lost in the sales part of things, it's nice to bring those together and let the sales department know, hey, this is working well. These are the people that you need to go after. And from what I heard from a lot of customers is in organizations that those insights are sometimes hidden from the other departments. Sales doesn't know that they're getting prospects and customers coming in through this campaign, and thus they're kind of dwindling. So the big theme was really tie those departments together. We've written a lot about that. I mean, sales and marketing alignment isn't new. What is becoming more and more popular is the term for sales and marketing coming together, which is revenue ops, revenue operations. Both terms were on display and heavily spoken at the two-day event. It seems to be kind of the phrase of the moment for, you know, bringing together sales and marketing.
So talk a little bit about the stories you wrote for Search CRM. I know that revenue ops was a theme of one. To sort of unpack some of the stuff that you talk about in your reportage.
Yeah, the main story that I got from the conference, which is already on searchcrm.com, is around the new marketing analytics tools that they released, announced and released on the same day on Tuesday. You know, it was good to see. I mean, they brought out two customers who used the products in beta. The general manager of marketing analytics for Insight Squared, let me pull up her quote. Her name is Matisha Ladawala, and she was very concise. There's tension. She said that there's tension between sales and marketing in a lot of companies. And I think you've seen that. I've seen that. Getting those companies or getting those departments to work together is difficult, and you need to have some sort of reporting to have them agree on something. So that's what Insight Square is hoping for. One of the companies that used the tool was, let me pull up the name here, it's called New Breed. It's a Vermont-based marketing sales agency, and they talked about the type of reporting that they had to do before using this tool, and it was very manual. It was it took a lot of time, and they do like weekly reports, and then once they looked over the reports and saw that something was wrong, or, you know, they lost a lot of potential customers, it was already too late to figure out why and to go back and fix it. With the new marketing analytics tools that Insight Squared released, they are hoping that by giving these managers and these executives reports that are up-to-date, current, active, you don't have to take all this time to actually build those out, and you can take time to see where things are going well, where things aren't going well, and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You're talking about the tension between sales and marketing. I heard that expressed in a different way, as we talked about earlier this year in a different pipeline episode. When I went to Oracle, the product managers come out on stage in the keynotes and said, this is the year marketing is going to be held accountable for their spending on the MarTech stack, on the campaign blowing out to the customers, on the data they buy. They're not just going to have these budgets and it's like, spend wisely. They're going to be held accountable for business they bring into.
I think that's accurate, too.
Right.
And that's what these tools are hoping to provide. I mean, for the longest time, ROI on marketing campaigns were kind of hidden. I mean, it was difficult for companies to find out where their marketing spended actually brought in potential customers. Now, with some of the new dashboarding capabilities, obviously Insight Squared is not the only one that has these type of tools. Companies can now figure out where their marketing money is going and how many potential customers it's bringing in. And then it gives the marketing departments an opportunity to say to sales, hey, how come these aren't being turned into customers? I mean, it's kind of a, you know, who wants to point the finger at who, but it must help marketing company or marketing departments, because you want to know where your money is going to and you want to know where you're getting your prospects.
Well, God bless vendors like Insight Squared, because they're sort of putting their nose out there, because certainly spending on Insight Squared products is going to be measured too. So it's right. Kind of like, if it doesn't work out, that could that would be dramatic.
And you know, we spoke to, or they brought out two customers that were using in beta who, you know, each had similar stories about using the product and getting those insights that were previously hidden or took so long to report out. Other customers who hadn't used it are anticipating the same type of help. So it does seem like it's wanted. It does seem like it can help. But like you said, I mean, it's, you know, they're trying to track something that, you know, their customers will also be tracking by purchasing their product.
Right. They can track themselves out of existence. It's like crazy. Anyway, so one last thing. You got to see celebrity numerologist Nate Silver. How was that? And what did he bring to the Insight? What insights did he bring to the Insight Squared?
So Nate Silver was kind of what you'd expect. You know, he's, for those who don't know, he's the I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you know who Nate Silver is. Well, but yes, he's the creator of 538.com, used to be a New York Times data blog.
He started out as a sports nerd.
And then he gained his fame with politics, with predicting, I think, 50 out of 50 states in the 2012 presidential election. Came up a little short in the 2016 election. But he spoke about his experience. He spoke about how, you know, how data can help businesses and help you run. I want to pull up, I forget the name of, as enjoyable as Nate Silver was, the best, this is something you see with a lot of conferences where you'll have sessions that are very product-focused, tech-focused,
right.
And then you'll have a couple that are more fun, more, you know, kind of entertaining. And there was, the most entertaining one was the CEO of Track Maven. His name's Alan Gannett. He's not 30 yet because he's on the Forbes 30 under 30. The first thing he said when he got on stage was he appreciated them letting him out of middle school to come talk to this. And he had his book on, was giving away copies of his book. And you get that at a lot of conferences. And, right. And most of the time I don't, I'll look at the book. I usually don't pick it up because, I have a backlog of 20 books I want to read anyway. So I didn't pick his up. But then I heard his keynote about creativity and about, how to be more creative, how to have that spark of genius and how to make hits and have something be novel but also valuable. And, there's loose ties to, business within that, but it was just a very entertaining and funny and outgoing hour of speech, and it made me want to go grab his book, and I brought a copy home.
Nice. Enjoy.
Will I read it? Eventually, I'll probably read Great Gatsby for the 9th time before I get to it again. But that, I'd have to say, was a little more entertaining than the Nate Silver's. And maybe it was just because Nate Silver ended the entire conference. It was from 4 to 5 on day 2. And, like I said, we were inside with the AC, but it was a long day in general. So I enjoyed the kind of lunch pick-me-up that Alan provided. And Nate was great, but I think he does kind of the same sort of speech at most of it. It's the Billy Bean keynote at this point.
I've seen both Billy Bean and Michael Lewis, who wrote Moneyball about Billy Bean. I saw both of them this year, and I just saw, we got back from vacation earlier this week, and somebody had picked out literally from behind the couch the Michael Lewis book I was getting after I saw him present in Utah at Snowbird earlier this year for InsideSales.com Accelerate. And it's like, I don't even know if I'm interested in the story, but, free Michael Lewis book,
exactly,
right? Why not take a shot? And it's like, well, there it was behind the couch.
There's an interesting, it's an interesting group of quasi-business celebrities that are on the conference tours. We just mentioned a couple of them. There's Gary Vaynerchuk, who is, pops up most places. And the thing is, most of these keynotes are fun. They're interesting. They're a nice break from the very tech-heavy days that we have there. It's, and a lot of them are, whether your opinion doesn't really, whether your opinion is good or bad on these speakers, it's someone that you're familiar with, someone who, has hopefully something interesting to say, even though if they've gone to 20 of these tech conferences, they might get a little repetitive.
The ones that used to bore me but are kind of, I'm really enjoying, I've seen a few on the CRM trade show circuit. You have a male or female Olympic athlete come up, and it's like, usually it's like, what do they have to say here? But they come, and they have this like, they must go to the same agency or something, because they have this motivational speech where they sort of star, as a kid, blah, 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 and my parents, supported me. And then they just build to this crescendo of, you can do it.
Right,
if
right.
I can do it, you can do it. It's like at the end, I'm kind of like, it's like a revival meeting.
At Adobe, J.J. Watt did that. I'm like, no, J.J. Watt, I can't do what you do. Like, I can't walk onto Wisconsin football. But all the power. I know, if I put my mind to it, I can write better articles here. So that's, I guess, the what I can take from it. But
I guess maybe as I get older, too, these things are more motivational. More inspirational. Back then, it's just like, forget you.
Yeah.
I'm no Olympic athlete. Right. But now it's like, all right, maybe I can get up tomorrow morning and do another podcast with Jesse.
Right. On this long, extended tangent that we've gone on, I do enjoy the... One of the things I do love is when they get a comedian there, and at Adobe they had Leslie Jones from SNL and many movies, and they brought her on during like basically like what was Adobe's beta hour of, you know, these are the things that we're trying to work on, and she was just there to add hilarious commentary. And she had, you know, it's these conferences are long days, and at the end you nice little laugh break is always always a good bit of medicine.
Yeah.
But that was quite the tangent. So, yeah, Insight Squared was good. Check out the story in this podcast on searchcrm.com. I will say, I don't know if we're going anywhere else here in August, but September is gearing up to be maybe our busiest month of the year. Tune in for future podcasts for HubSpot Inbound. What do we have? Microsoft Ignite. And, of course, Salesforce Dreamforce, which is at the same time as Ignite. So thanks, Microsoft and Salesforce.
Don't forget, we're sending also our news director, Sean Suttner, and super contributor, Jeff Bach, to BoxWorks. Oh,
that's right.
So, you know what? Maybe I'll just have you interview Sean for that one.
That'd be good. guest appearance, Sean Suttner on the pod.
Yeah, you can handle that maniac. All right. Have a good one, Jesse. Until the next episode.
Thanks, Don.